Tom. Joseph of Aragon has said that exercise would be of the same benefit. John, I see. I have great difficulty in meditation and stilling my mind. I hope that over a long period of time, as it's now been, this would change, and I'm still not able to do that. Tom, may we ask you, who gave you the idea that in meditation you were to be still in your mind? John, well, that's my own wish or understanding. Tom, if you are in a meditative state, you are meditating upon something. Is that not so? Then how may you have a blankness in your mind? John, well, I imagined that if I could hold it on whatever I was meditating on, the meditation would work better. I find that my mind moves around a lot, and so as a result of that I repeat and change my prayers and so on. Is that just as effective? Tom, when you are in a state of meditation your power is tenfold. Here is more useful advice on visualization techniques, Charles. If one would wish to have a beneficial emanation on subtle levels, whilst going about one's daily business, do you have any suggestion of what can be done? Tom, most important, upon your rising and your retiring, you need to cleanse yourself, mind, and body, and spirit, of those energies that may have touched you and attached themselves to you. And if it is not possible to be in an area where water is available for cleansing completely, then visualize yourself standing under a fountain of water, and then in your state of purity. And when you have the real water or the imaginary water, visualize that all negativity from yourself is being released and cleansed, and that your purity of spirit remains. If you are in an area where there are healthy trees, you may also take your solar plexus and wrap yourself around the tree, and release the negativity to the tree, so it in its turn may transform it into pure clean energy, oxygen, and send it into the ether, so that there is no contamination. Then go forth and do your daily work, knowing that your heart has the utmost pure motive, and does not seek ego recognition for self, but quietly desires peace on earth and goodness for those you are in contact with. You will then emanate such energies outward from yourself, in a circle. Know also that, throughout the day, other energies will attach to your energies, which will shorten the span of expansion of your energies. You may then repeat the process of cleansing your body, mind and spirit, by showering with water or cleansing through a tree, and begin again. And silence is a word, for to speak too much shortens the expansion. In other words, go quietly with peace and love. Miki, is there a way for us to be reminded of our purpose on this planet in our daily life? Tom, if you would come to agreement with yourself that a day not pass without giving yourself the gift of meditation, you would come to that awareness. Is it much to ask of humankind to give 9 or 18 minutes daily to themselves? It is not for us, it is for you. Miki, in our professional lives, we find it difficult to coordinate our meditations with the others joining us. Is it possible for us to meditate individually and still contribute to our work? Tom, it is of benefit for you to meditate. If there can be 3, then the energy for the earth is better utilized. If you cannot meet with all and you arrange a time for 3 of you to meditate at the same time in different places, then you would cover the globe with triangles. Would that not be glorious? One of the most important arenas is the development of methods of movement control. In the martial arts is a form that brings control, and therefore the mind has opportunity for expansion. Another form is the inhalation of the breathing apparatus for periods of time, to cleanse the mind. The most important but in truth the most difficult to attain is letting go in a state of meditation, but you may practice it upon yourself using devices to help arrange your mind to let go of the mind. You understand that? Miki, yes. Recently, I have met a teacher from Yogananda in India. Do you feel the practices they teach are of value? Is there anything else you have to say about meditation? Tom, there are many from the Yogananda who may expand the mind, but we ask you to be in great care to understand the Hindu. The exercise of yoga is of great benefit, for it teaches discipline of body and mind. But enlightenment comes when you are able to let go and trust totally and completely who you are in connection with the universe. Then the ego is released. When we say ego, we mean the ego of non-importance, the personality ego. In your practice of evolutionary development for bringing Earth into its transformational light vehicle state, it is good to do a form of meditation each day. When you understand where any human truly is at any moment, then you will know how best to function with them. This is on all planes of existence, in every arena of life. Yes. If you expand the Earth and its consciousness, then you make it light and extensive. And then the planet becomes a light space vehicle. Andrew. Now, does that expansive mechanism stretch out in space? Will that help the problem of ultraviolet penetration, in connection with ozone layer depletion? Tom. We would ask you to do this, to visualize that you are weaving a, I am trying to find the word. It is like a cheesecloth, John, filigree. Tom, filigree, yes. Make one in your mind in your meditation, and visualize your cover in the ionosphere becoming repaired. You can create the alchemy with your mind. Recreate those particles of disruption into atoms needed for balance. Andrew. What starting material should we use to carry out this exercise? Tom, your mind. Andrew, that's it? Tom, pure mind. The highest form, the council has said to use crystallized consciousness. In 1991, more questions about meditation were put to Tom. John, one question I think we all would like to know is what meditations we could join in future? Tom, what you now need to focus upon are the necessary changes in government, in order to deal with environmental stress on planet Earth. In your meditation, please bring into the consciousness of humankind the need for worldwide protest against the elimination of disadvantaged people on planet Earth. The others and their servants attempt to eliminate different strains of humans upon planet Earth through genocidal methods. You dedicate yourselves to stopping the elimination of endangered species of animal, but you do not protest the extinction of species of humankind. That is also important. John? Yes. So is the suffering of children, through parental abuse, that is so prevalent in society at the moment. Tom, it is only now being brought forward. Meditate for exposure of this. You see? What is important is bringing forth that knowledge into the conscious viewing eyes of humankind, for then they cannot turn away. When it is not spoken about, or when it is not viewed, when it is pretended not to exist, then it can continue. However, it must be said, that if we, in the last few months, had to depend only on you, our group, then your world would be inverted and would become a black hole of darkness. For there has not been unification or solidarity. We asked and asked, and when we came to realize that the others has also reached many of ours in diversion, we were grateful that there were small numbers who had accepted and continued. If you understood the importance, you would never miss a meditation. If you choose not to understand the importance, that is your will. We shall speak of knowledge if you desire. With knowledge comes responsibility. We need to speak about one step beyond this. About the knowledge that we have transferred to you, to help you understand the difficulties within the universe. We are also responsible, inasmuch as we have imparted this to you. Remember that with this knowledge comes greater responsibility, since you have become a part of a circuit of souls and energies, such that each one of us is responsible for the other, and that knowledge which you have makes you more responsible because you are now responsible to us, as well as to your own soul. John, if people have absolute freedom of choice, how are they not going to be tempted to be self-indulgent still? I mean, we know that choice exists, but we still want them to make a full choice. Tom, choice is not the end, it is the means, for there is a due, is there not, a payment to be made? John, you're talking about consequences, essentially. Tom, that is correct. For if you see your planet Earth in destruction, that is the consequence of ill choice. There is well choice, and ill choice. In 1994, Israel Carmel, Phyllis' husband, was given a meditation process from the Council of Nine for the good of planet Earth, and Tom requested that it be included in this edition. Israel, we can practice a very effective form of meditation for the environment of the planet. The recommendations of time and place are the same as have been mentioned in the preceding chapter. Linking up by using the same day, Sunday, and coordinating with the Israeli time of 9 p.m. enables a worldwide link to be made. The Council of Nine requests that a minimum of 3 people be gathered physically together, and thus triangles can be formed around the globe. These would become circles if there were more than 3 people. The total length of the link-up phase is of 18 minutes, and the meditation consists of a tour of the world visualizing the governments of the countries on each continent or landmass, then visualizing the peoples of those countries and the trees of those countries. Thus are the minds, hearts and bodies on the planet united. This is how it works. Some might like to imagine a stream of white light as they travel through this meditation, and it is helpful to spend 3 minutes on each landmass. However, don't get fixated on timings, for with a little practice it will become easy to move through the meditation at the correct speed. For this meditation it is vital to have the hands placed on the legs just above the knee, with the palms upwards and the fingers relaxed but not touching each other, in order to keep the energy circuits flowing and not closed in a loop. 1. We are going to start the meditation by focusing on the rainforests of Brazil, and this is the essential theme: the devastation that is being done to the trees, and by extension, to the whole planet. A. Focus on the governments of the countries involved in the deforestation process and meditate on their becoming aware of the damage that they are causing to the environment. B. Focus on the peoples of these countries, that they become aware of their responsibilities and press their leaders to call a halt to the chopping down of these rainforests. C. Focus on the trees themselves and send your energy to these magnificent forests, and they will transmit that energy from tree to tree. 2. From the rainforests of Brazil and the countries of South America, travel to North America and repeat the process, applying the same principles to government, people and the trees. While holding the rainforests as the priority, visualize all the trees of North America sending their energy to each other, and then travel up to Canada and Alaska, until they were all linked. 3. Then follow the energy across the Bering Straits and into Russia, repeating the process as you visualize the countries of Europe. 4. Then travel through Asia, which embraces the Middle East, India and China. 5. Then visualize Australia together with New Zealand. 6. Finally, we leap across to Africa, closing the circle that we have made around the globe. The world has been bathed in loving energy, which has linked the people to their environment and created the need for responsibility towards their planet. This principle of meditation could be applied to many aspects of our lives on Earth and with the Earth. But, in 1994, it is the predicament of the rainforests that the Council of Nine have particularly asked us to concentrate on. Indeed, the predicament of the trees throughout the globe. Their branches reach to the heavens and their roots interlock with the earth, that we would do the same. Jerry, do you think on the planet Earth, people as a whole will always be in a state of imbalance? Is this necessary? Tom, this is the tragedy of planet Earth, this imbalance. For it has stopped the forwardness of the universe, it had bottlenecked. It was not meant to be. It was meant for a soul to come to experience this balance of the two and then to expand itself into other realms. We would pray with you that with enlightenment of understanding through your modes of mass communication, the inner spirit would identify and understand the importance of the choice of responsibility. You see, when humankind evolves and planet Earth is able to fulfill all that it was created for, then you release all other civilizations in the universe, for them also to be in choice. Do you understand the importance? Irene, yes. Tom, we've never told this to you in the past. John, so you're saying this is a test? We are in fact a test bed for free will? Tom, that is correct. John, oh, that's an incredible concept. That's amazing. Tom, it's only on planet Earth. John, you have said in the past that right now is a crucial time. Tom, the most crucial, for in giving up the will, we give up the universe. Yes. We will leave you now. We give you love. We bring to you peace. You will please tell to our being of our love for her. 20. Soul matters. Once, when Phyllis was in deep trance, she was taken before the nine. At first they had manifested as venerable old men, but when she asked them to show her what they were really like, They turned into balls of light that were alike, pure energy, but with a soul. Perhaps that's what a soul looks like, Andrew said when he heard of this. Perhaps that's what they are, all soul and no body. Phyllis then explained what they had shown her. They took, like the negative and positive forces or energy, and they showed. Now, if you're so positive and you spin. They showed me this energy spinning and it keeps spinning so fast it gets light and it disappears. And the negative also spins, but with its spinning it picks up other stuff and it gets dark. It's an energy that gets dark and then it falls. And they showed me that neither one of those was good, because the way they were going, that soul was out of line. Or balance, Andrew had suggested. Out of balance, right. Phyllis agreed. Andrew said, that's interesting. And he tried to make scientific sense of Phyllis' imagery, in terms of spinning leading to increased velocity and eventually to disappearance into another dimension. Once Tom was answering,